Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good. Wherever you are, I know that you are sensing a sense of peace. Those of you who are part of the brotherhood, the beloved community. And let us pray. Almighty everlasting creator, I come to you now saying thank you. I give you thanks and praise for all that you have done, all that you have comforted us. You have been the one that brought comfort to us even in the midst of what is happening now, what is going on. We hear it, and what seemed like the news, seemed like that's all on the news, but it's more than that. It's more than just that bad stuff that's happening. Because you created all things, and all things you created was good and is good. And now, as we come to you, because you have charged us with carrying the good news, the gospel message according to your beloved Son, our Lord and Savior, Yahshua. I just thank you now, and I praise you. I ask that you continue to comfort the people. Comfort the people that's going through what they're going through. Some of the people have made a conscious decision to do what they're doing and are prepared to give their lives up for their cause that they have saw that at least that they felt that need to be done. And I just thank you for the soldiers, for the military that protects the people from the evil. In the name of the Messiah, amen. Today, I was sitting around thinking and watching the news and not getting angry or anything. And I was just found 1 Timothy chapter 2 came, not Psalm, but 1 Timothy chapter 2 came to me, Paul's words to Timothy. It came to me where he was telling him that we need to pray for all people. And if we look at verse 1 through 8, Paul was urging that prayer be offered by the entire church, which is the body of Christ, for all people. That's what the church, that's what the body of Christ needs to be doing at the time like this, because it's going to take an act of the Creator to bring peace. Man cannot bring peace. If we look at all those peace conferences, those peace discussions that they've had, and there's still violence taking place. The peace of shalom is what we're looking for and what we want. And that only comes from the Creator. He made it clear, and I'm going to read the scripture after I go through this. Paul specifically, he said that this should include government authorities. And we look at what's happening around us now. It's the governments are in conflict with each other. I mean, it's amusing on one hand, and it's sad on the other, that people have elected these people to go to war, put their lives at risk. Now, if we look at governing authorities, what's happening there in Israel, government authorities are conflicting with each other. They can't come have a meeting of the minds of how they're going to live together. we look at what's happening here in America. We see that something similar can take place here that's taking place there when two parties are pushed up against the wall. And what happened? They cannot sit down and come to an agreement of how to live together. And if you don't live together, you don't have enough space to live apart. And what happens? What do you think is going to happen? There's going to be a conflict. And that's what we're dealing with here in America. We're dealing with hatred. There's more hate now. I'm 78, and I never seen this much hate in America. And I grew up in the South. There was not that much hatred where I grew up in North Carolina as it is now. And I'm still back in North Carolina. I'm in the western part of North Carolina. And it's sad, real sad. And in North Carolina, you just multiply that one state by all these others. And you see how the evil spreading. And that's even before we go abroad. It's spreading here. People cannot sit down together and have a conversation and have a meeting of the minds and agree to disagree and then not be disagreeable. And that's one of the things that Paul's thing to Timothy, I see that that's one of the things that he addresses. And he reminds Timothy what? What is he reminding Timothy? He reminds Timothy that the Creator wants all people to be saved. Saved through Christ Jesus, through the Messiah, through Yeshua, the Messiah. I just thank the Creator for his beloved Son and for the work that the Son did on our behalf and reconciling us back to him. And, you know, those of us who profess to be believers, those of us who profess to be chosen by the Creator, we need to be praying for those who persecute us, praying for those who tell us that we can't vote, and let God address them. Let God take care of that situation. Let God be God. Let the Creator be the Creator. Not we trying to do what the Creator wants to do. And, you know, it's very interesting. And then he even goes on, and he says that it reached those who was hostile to us. And Paul's goal as an apostle, men are specifically commanded to lead in prayer with the spirit of cooperation and love. And that's 1 Timothy 2:8. Where are the men? Where are the men? And that's been a question that I've been raising for the last several years. Where are the men? And if we now, I want to read this, and I think this is out of the NIV Bible. And I want you to listen and see what the Holy Spirit is saying to you today in this scripture. And well, does it give you any comfort whatsoever? And it says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. That's verse 1. First Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. He made it clear. He didn't specify in a particular group of people, in a particular race of people, in a particular color of people. He said, this was Paul, said that we need to be praying for all people. And he laid out the four areas. one petition. Petition, petition. What? Why do we watch? What is a petition? Why do we need a petition to the Creator? Because if we don't petition Him, that gives Him permission to be, to involve Himself in the human, in the earthly realm, in the human situation. Why would we say that? Because in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 4, He said He gave us dominion over it. Now, if He gave us dominion over it, what does it look like? He come running here, gonna take that back? No, He doesn't function that way. And then in Psalm 115, verse 16, He made it clear in that. The heaven is His and the earth is for the children of men. So we have to petition Him to get involved in the situation and circumstances that needs to be addressed here in this earth, earthly realm. Prayers, we pray, yes. Prayer is a way that we communicate. And we need to communicate the truth, what's happening around us. Not just from a fleshly perspective or from the natural eyes, but what's happening around us in the spirit realm. Those of us who have the spirit of discernment, we can see things, we can know things that are about to happen. And we can intercede. This is where the intercessors come. We can intercede on behalf of whoever, whatever's about to go down, and ask the Creator to change that situation. And then what do? We got to give Him thanks. We give Him thanks and praise for what He's done. We don't have to wait until it happened. We can start giving Him thanks for now. Once, as soon as it comes out of our mouth, we can start saying thank you. And as we give the Creator thanks and praise for the situation that he's just changing. And then we go on and it says in verse 2, it says, why are we praying now for? He said, He just told us to pray for all people. Now, evidently, there must have been something going on during the time of Paul, when Paul was sharing this with Timothy. He said, we pray for kings and all those in authority. And then now we don't have kings here, but we do have president, vice president, we have House of Representatives, we have senators, we have governors, and all the way down. We have city councils, we have mayors, we have school board chairpersons, we have pastors, we have apostles, we have prophets, we have all part of the fivefold ministry represented. Those are the leaders within the body of Christ. And I'm thankful for the word. Because that word, when we take that word and go through that word, it's what brought me peace. I have a peaceful and quiet life. Peaceful. And all godliness and holiness. And then the third verse, it says, this is good and pleases Elohim, our Savior. What? He didn't stop with just us. He said that this is good for the one that created us. Let me read that again. This is good and pleases the Creator and Savior. He's pleased at the fact that we are praying for all people. He's pleased at the fact that we are praying for those who are in authority. He is really, really pleased. Why is He pleased? Why do you think He's pleased with it? That's a question I want you to sit with. I want you to think about. As opposed to us sitting there waiting for something to happen and then we start crying to Him, we have the spirit of discernment. We can see what's about to happen, what's about to take place. We can look at what's happening right now. How, if America's not careful, it's going to be in a war, that war in Israel. We're already supporting the war in Ukraine. And now we are talking about shipping munitions over to those in Israel. We need to be praying. We need to be praying solutions, problems. What is the solution to the problem that we are looking at? That means we need to sit down and think about it. That means we need to get into the Word. That means we might need to go get us a history book. Or just read the Old Testament. Or read the Torah. And you will see and a whole lot change. Not a whole lot has changed. It keeps repeating itself. We in seminaries, we call it the 40-year formula. 10 years, they're being nice. Next 10 years, they've fallen into idolatry and everything else. Next 10 years, they're crying out for help. And then the next 10 years, they rescue. The Creator listened to them and rescued them from it. We gonna pray for what we see? Are we going to pray that the Creator's will be done? Not the will of those individuals over there that are in authority. We're asking God to touch their hearts. Because I'm sure by now we got, because the last I heard, there were 700 that they known casualties. Think about how many it really is now. Probably over 1,000 or more. And it was pleasing to God. Why is it pleasing to God? It's pleasing to the Creator, Elohim, because he wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So we say, okay, you say now, okay, truth. Come to the knowledge of the truth. What is truth? Truth is a word. We have to accept the Word as being the truth because the Word is how we know the Creator. If we go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, Elohim created. So now, we have to accept that he created. Man didn't create it. We have all these myths and all the stuff with these creation stories. But the other ones that I've read and that I'm familiar with now, what happened? They did not create anything from scratch, as my grandmama would say. They created something from what the Creator had created. And that's what they use to say that what created them. I want you to think about it. How can the created be the creator? Think about it. And then we continue. But there is one Creator, one Elohim, and one beloved Son, one Messiah. Many, but one. One Creator and one Messiah. And it goes on to say, there is one Creator and one mediator between the Creator and mankind, and that is the man This is Paul's words, not mine. The man, Christ Jesus, Messiah, Yahshua, is the Hebrew word for, Hebrew name for him. It is. You then ask the question, why is that important? That is very important because when Adam and Eve disobeyed the Creator, the one that created them, except the words that the lie from the serpent, when the serpent says, surely you want, if you touch that fruit and that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, surely, word, that's the word, one word, surely, that's the word that opened the door to this, their disobedience. And then, if we go on, it says, in verse 6, who gave himself as a ransom for some people? White people? Brown people? Yellow people? No. Gave himself the ransom for all people. All. And that goes back up there at the top in verse 1. Where he says, I urge them first of all that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. He goes down here. He restates what he already said. And then he goes down and says, who gave himself as a ransom. This is Paul. He's talking about the Messiah. Gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time. In other words, he's not saying that this was some fantasy, that this was some conspiracy theory. No. He said this has been witnessed to. And then he goes on, and for this purpose, I was appointed a herald and an apostle. Paul talking about himself. I'm telling the truth. I am not lying. And a truth and faithful teacher of the Gentiles. That was Paul. That's who he said he is. What he said he is. And he's giving you a foundation. He's that speak to who he is, why he said what he said. And I'm just making it clear, y'all. Making it clear that whenever we get into the Word and read the Word for ourselves, that's whenever we have that peace. That's when we have what he said in verse 2. That we may have a peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. I can sit and watch the news and be at peace. Not that the fact that something's happening way over there, even if it was happening next door, I could be at peace. In the midst of what's happening here in this country, I'm at peace. I know that the one that created the heavens and the earth, once we petition him, he has been holding himself accountable for humankind. And we invite him into their lives. We invite him into the governmental process. We invite him into our illness. There's a pathway through that. His beloved son made it clear that by his stripes, we are healed. But we got to do our part. We have to believe. Believe. And if we just believe and not doubt, we will, the healing will manifest itself in our lives, no matter what area healing is needed in. As I mentioned, I think the last time, a week or so ago when I was here, that the format is 30 minutes minimum. Well, I can't say minimum. Whatever way the Holy Spirit leads, there will be a message. And then there will be question and answer time. But to be part of the question and answer, you have to call in, to dial in to the program. And on Facebook, the information is there. And the phone number, the dial-in number, is 646-668-8217. Those of you who have a smartphone anywhere in the country, and I'm not sure if it reaches in Europe or not, but you can always dial in and speak directly to the messenger. And it's the title, Words That Work. It's not what you say, it's what people hear and feel. And when you think about it, what are people hearing now? What are people feeling now? They're feeling anxiety. They're feeling pain. Proverbs 3:5-6, it states that, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. But whenever we're leaning on to our understanding, we get stressed. We get stressed. And that, it takes a while to get to that point. I know it took me a while to get to that point. Because one time I've been processing it and, wow, look at what's happening. The world getting ready to come to the end. Russia's coming. And then I will start quoting Revelation. What I learned, that the world been coming to the end ever since Jesus left, according to the people. I say it's the end of an era. Change is taking place. And you have people who trying to hold on to what is, trying to hold on to the now, as opposed to letting things evolve. And that's one reason we have conflict. One reason we have conflict in this country, in the Voting Rights Act. That's one reason they're having a conflict in Israel right now. People need to sit down and and communicate. No one person got it all. said, pray for all people, that all people will be saved. Now, I'm going to give out a phone number again, 646-668-8217. Now, those of you who want to send an email, excuse me, this time my body is reacting to whatever it is that's trying to invade it with a cough. Now, the email address is talkingdrums, number 12, at gmail.com. You can send me an email. I will respond to the email online if that's what you want, on air, if that's what you want. If you want me just to send a private email back to you, just indicate that. But don't email me about no conspiracy theory. I don't want to hear it. You're wasting your time, not mine, but your time, because I'm not going to dignify it with a response. Now, there's no one who called in, and I understand we will be gathering here in the future. One of the reasons I started at 6:30 today was I was on my family's prayer line that asked me to pray, and it is not over with until about 6:30. And therefore, I knew I would have time to pray and be here by 6:30, not 6 o'clock. I may keep it at that time just in case that they would like that they invite me to pray again. And I want to bid everybody a peaceful blessing that's found in Shalom. Shalom.